What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Todd in California. And yeah, I think the more people look around, the more injustice they see in our so-called justice system, where the rich and powerful get away with crimes. They get away with stealing things. I remember when my mother passed away, her attorney, who was also the executor of her will, almost wound up with her house. And we had to go to court to try and get that taken care of. So, and we reported him to the State Bar Association. Nothing was done.
The State Bar will never do nothing to their own. I've learned that myself. You know, Mike, and some other things that I found in default in the case is his lips are moving, so he's lying.
Yeah.
And you hear a lot of deflection. And when I hear that deflection, and you just look at his face and that jawline, it's just pure arrogance. Just pure freaking arrogance. And also, that's Jeb Bush country, so something happened down there, and this is old cronyism that is still down there, and all this old cronyism, you know, I'm not defending Trump, but it was there before he got there. And all these people that are playing the game, and the players, you know what I mean, by players and actors,
yes,
and principals, because there's very few principals, really. It's like being an A-lister, if you know what I mean by principles in this situation, that I was going over a list. I found a list today of 150 people that have been on the Lolita Express, visited the island, and have done business very intimately with Jeffrey Epstein, you know, people like Richard Branson, Geraldo
yes.
Rivera.
Yes.
I mean, the list is incredible. And it's interesting how over 15 years ago, Trump said, hey, you can't come here to Mar-a-Lago anymore. I don't know what that's all about. All we can do is speculate.
Well, no, however, we do know what that was about. Epstein was caught assaulting an underage worker.
Well, that's what we hear, okay? And I'm contending to believe that, but some will scream foul play on that even, for God's sake, so... You know, that's why I didn't say it, but I'm glad you did. And, you know, the point that I also see is the deprivation of rights of the victims in a big, massive way, because
yes.
they're not talking about the victims at all. They keep pointing back to Epstein. Well, if you say it long and loud enough, isn't that creation of the weight of the court case? So what they're doing is they're trying to create weight. But I beg to differ when you have 30-some-odd principals that are on the receiving end of sexual deviancy, that weight of what they carry in paper alone shall outweigh any billionaires. It doesn't matter. They can have the full weight of this. It's over for Epstein. I think he should be considered pariah non grata. He should be excommunicated from U.S. soil, and I think that all his personal belongings and possessions should be forfeited to the states of the 30-some-odd plus victims. We know of 30. I think there's at least 100. And
yes.
one other thing that people forgot on the Newsvine about 8 years ago, the Royal Order of Jesters that were caught, you know, gallivanting all over Latin America on underage sexual tours. You can look that up. It was first
yes.
on Newsvine, Royal Order of Jesters. Now, I would like to see those players and principals brought back into the limelight and see what kind of sweetheart deal they got, because guaranteed they did as well. And I think that the U.S. Parents outweigh the sexual deviance of this nation. And I think we have enough to say that, Mr. Trump, you need to step up to the plate and do what you were elected to do. First is to protect us as U.S. citizens. I want that border wall built, okay? I don't give a damn about who's on the other side. I'm tired of the drunken drivers. I have three friends that have been hit twice by illegals. And some of them, this is their third and fourth and fifth. You know, and you're like, you know, when is enough enough, Pelosi? So the victims, let's go back to us. We are the victims, and we should have right to the legal sense of protection from what is declared to us in the Constitution. I'm not even getting into the Bill of Rights, because that's a whole nother ball of wax, okay? But just within the Constitution, protecting us, no foreign entanglements and things like that, I think that, you know, these people that are players, actors, and principals have been found out, Mike, and they're falling one domino at a time. They just yesterday arrested another director. I think you saw that. Hollywood director, I forget. He's worked on many, many movies.
Yes.
Done. His career is completely over. He will never, ever, ever work in Hollywood again. And I think he'll be probably, you know, and here's another thing. I'm very surprised that I hear of no sheriff enforcement of restrainment on the areas that Epstein can go. You know, I don't know what that's called, when you put a restraint on someone else and they can't come near you within a half a mile or something, whatever that is. I'm surprised none of those were issued by the girls on him, because if he would have been in a half a mile of them, that should have been an instant arrest, okay? They were not protecting the victims. Again, going back to the victims, okay? And I do find it quite amazing that many attorneys, they do this. They whitewash this stuff over so fast just for the deal. They're always waiting for the deal. They want a deal, okay? And a lot of times when they want that deal, guess what? Later on down the road, just like that jackass DA that tried to bust all those Duke lacrosse players, he knew it was a sham, but he played the game. He became a principal. And guess what? He lost his license. He lost the position of DA. He lost his license to ever practice law again in that state and the rest of the United States. In other words, he's now a quisling, okay? He became a quisling. And a quisling is the worst thing in the world for a human being to become. And all these players, principals, and actors that you see, that I'm telling you, Mike, I swear my bones are feeling the blood in the marrow. Everything in me is just ignited with this. And I do feel that there is going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of heads to roll. And you know what? I say this, let them roll. Because these people have been playing this for a long time. And it's time for the theocracy to get it, theaterocracy,
yep,
to come to an end. Because that's all it is theater. They're creating drama where drama doesn't need to be. They're you know, and this thing with 9/11, that alone should have been the key factor for indicting Bush and Cheney. Their principal role was to protect the United States people. We were, whatever happened that day, whoever were the players and principals and actors, they failed on the job. And God help their and rest their soul when they get on the other side, because I don't think it's going to be very pretty for them. But again, back to the victims. I think that we need as a nation to come behind everybody that has had some sort of dealings with this. Look, CPS is far from perfect. I'd say they're 70% corrupt at this stage in game. Okay? I'd say there's maybe 30% or less that really knows what CPS originally was used for. And I really think that it's time that all these departments be rolled up, disenfranchised, take their offshore accounts, shut them down, or put a ban from any sort of finances or fiduciaries going out. I mean, they just caught the J.P. Morgan cocaine Alcieta ship. Did you see that?
I saw that. $1.3 billion worth of cocaine.
Yes.
And of course, isn't that, you know, J.P. Morgan, the big question is J.P. Morgan involved in laundering all that money?
Well, that money was going to be laundered to pay for all their silver that they still owe money on. They had all those puts back in the day that were a high-end payout, and guess what? They didn't have the actual physical silver. Remember when they got sued for that?
I remember that.
So it's just, and by the way, if you think that this is one ship that's got at $1.3 billion, I got a bridge in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I'll bet you there's 10 more of those floating around in our docks. And I ain't
BSing
about
that. I would imagine so.
And I would say that the 1.3, that's probably on the low end. I'll bet you we have ships out there with 2, 10, 15 billion worth of hardcore drugs. And you have to take that back to the BCCI scandal. John Kerry, by the way, has a backdrop part of that, you know, Mr. Vice President and others, lots of others. When I read the backdrop white papers on that, never saw Trump's name once on that, but it's very interesting that BCCI is all these players, actors, and principals that were in before Trump got in. I'm not saying Trump's perfect. I don't want to say that. He's done some things that I don't like. Okay, and I think some things are taking too long. But we as a nation are looking outward into just a small group of people. They don't get it. The theater is looking on them at an like we're like, you guys are the most appalling people to ever dress in a suit. Why in the world would we not want you to be arrested for felony for not protecting the rights of the victims? Why wouldn't we as a nation want an official, if Barr is the AG and he's supposed to do his job, you know, then how about we have some kind of consensus as an ombudsman to the United States people and our citizenship that, hey, this is going back to massive problems at Franklintown on up.
Yep.
And it's now known as, you know, and then you get all the areas like Ohio has a big problem with the children being abducted problem and trafficking. It's right there because it's right near on the Canadian border. Okay, Ohio's big. Everybody knows it. I'm not saying nothing that nobody knows. Okay. And then you got North Carolina down south to Florida. Okay, everybody knows about that. But look where all these places are. This is every place where you find these billionaires that they live, the Berkshires, the, you know, the Warren Buffett, billionaires, the Gates. And it's very interesting. They want your children to suffer, but not theirs.
Yes.
They want your children to be vaccinated, but not theirs. They want, I mean, if you look at Bill Gates in Africa on the vaccines, I think he should be held in contempt as well with Richard Branson for pushing that crap on a nation that it unjustly did not need. Okay? And so this, you know, I'm really beginning to see that, yes, the tide has turned to a degree. But if Trump is going to continue to waffle, then our moments are gone. And I just am going to say that this is our 3.5 demarcation point, that we got 3.5 years left, in my opinion, just my opinion. I don't know if this is prophecy or what, but I just my opinion.
Yeah.
I think we got 3.5 years, and I think then the full weight of the dookie from the 5-gallon bucket from Home Depot is going to be splattered everywhere. I really do. I think the false prophets are going to come out and wave their flags, and, you know, all these Antifa with Andy, you know, there's another victim. Again, a failure to represent the victim. Look at Oregon. Look at the police, for God's sake. If there's police in Oregon, you guys should just throw down your badge, get out of your uniform, and walk. You're useless. You should tell everybody to get a weapon and protect themselves. And if Antifa wants to come up and throw a milkshake in your face, you have every right to protect yourself. Let the consequences and the chips fall where they may. It's coming to that point, Mike, where you either defend and protect yourself and all that you love, or you lose it all right now.
Yes.
And I know this because of the lawsuit. My lawsuit taught me you got to be strong. It doesn't matter. Somebody falls down on the job, big damn deal. I was in the Marine Corps. I used to, we had a mountain called Mount MF or behind Camp San Mateo there where I was at in the north end right near San Clemente. And I tell you what, I had to drag so many fat Marines up that hill, it sickens me. Okay? I remember my days. My days in the Marine, I had a, my last, I won't tell you my last name, but my first name was Crazy. And so, and I was an M60 machine gunner. That's when M60 was still in. I was in from 83 to 87. Okay. And it's back to the victims. When are the victims going to be represented right? And I'm going to include my son in on that because something more is going to maybe go down. And I don't know if I'm willing to pursue it or what, but I do have some interesting things that I'm going to be dialoguing with Mr. Trump about concerning autistic children and the things that I've went through, because I've put it out there and I've been told they want to talk to me. So I'm going to talk to them about it. Okay? Trump is a man just like me. I don't consider him anything stronger, more spiritually this or that. We're all given the same thing. We're all on the same playing field. Back to the victims. Okay. When are there going to be an accountability held on state officials? I do not recognize or know of one law that protects a state official from murder, from felonious misrepresentation if they're a state official in the capacity of legal representation. It says right in their capacity to the fullest extent of the law. And yet that isn't the case because there's always these deflections, buy-offs. Well, you know, we can't do this because Jeffrey Epstein, you know, Geraldo Rivera and, you know, Richard Branson donated to the Clinton Foundation and they all, you know, swung their peckerwoods at the Bohemian Grove. And then they all, you know, It's so funny to watch these people. The theater is absolutely more comical than Friends. I swear to God. It's comical because they're children. They're not even doing adult things. These are children things. These are
children. They've never had a reason to grow up.
Why? They have not grown up. No. Look at it. They continue to lie. Who lies? Children. See, these are children that never grew up. They had to hide behind a so-called law degree. So-called, most of them never even took their damn bar test. They got someone else to take it. Okay? And that's a known fact. You can go through Congress and break it down. I mean, we got it now known. The skin's wide open on the football when we look at all the California collusion with going into colleges for all these has-been children from these has-been parents that work in a has-been industry, which is the movie industry. My God, what an overpaid a bunch of people that are more corrupt and just loserish in their entire mentality of what is right and what is
I feel obligated to mention that there are a lot of good people who work in the movie industry because I was one of them. But then, of course, I was never rich and powerful.
I got in, by the way. I got in.
And I got to mention Rene Valente, who was a very famous producer and very powerful, and she was a straight shooter, and she was a very good person.
You know,
so
we don't like to interact with Hollywood on a whole, and that's a fact. You know that,
okay?
Because I mean, I've been on the set, and I've seen people literally lose their mind because they're sniffing meth on the set. I go, you can't.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I've seen that too. A lot of drug use.
You know, and that's just the light stuff. I mean, you can find syringes. You can find the whole lot on set. Okay? And
yeah.
It is. It is Hollywood Babylon. And I do believe that, I mean, I became part of, let me just explain how I got into Hollywood.
Well Todd, I'm going to have to let you go. I've let you have a half an hour now. We got to do a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Oh, yeah. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, your last caller was talking about Antifa and attacking innocent people, and I agree we're going to have to stand up. This retreating thing is not working. It just fuels their power. And, you know, if you notice, these people are kind of cowards. Actually, they are cowards, not kind of. They are cowards. They cover their faces up. And they target the weakest link, so they go after that person. So what we need to do is actually defend the weakest link when this happens, because these people will retreat. They're cowards. They will retreat if somebody pushes back hard enough. And it disappoints me that that last guy, the journalist, was beat up. And everybody just sat back and pulled their phones out and recorded the event, but nobody stepped in to help this guy. And what should have happened is there should have been a group of people defending this guy and pushing back real hard and actually pushing these people back, have them retreating, running for the hills, because that's the only way to defeat these people. If you give in to them and you back off, they'll just beat you, and they'll get more power. So we just need to unite and push back twice as hard as they're pushing.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. We have to stand up. One of my favorite movies of all time is called Silverado. And the Helen Hunt character is responding to the fact that she's aware that her life is being threatened by the bad guys if the Kevin Klein character tries to intervene. And she says, some people think that because they're bigger or stronger that they can push you around. But it's only so if you let it be. And right. that's like the best line in the whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't be like Quakers and turn the other cheek. It's too far gone. We got to push back and push back hard. Like I said, these are cowards. They'll retreat, and we just have to push them back.
Well, I'm absolutely in agreement there.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. That's it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open if you want to call on in. And let's see. There we go. Okay, so now I imagine for the royal family, they're having some upset right now because try as they might, they're not able to keep Prince Andrew out of this scandal. As you know, he was outed for having gone to the island a while back. And the royal family and the British press basically said, oh, there's nothing there, there's nothing there. But his name is coming out again. And apparently just weeks after Epstein was released from jail from his previous crime down in 2010, Epstein hosted a bash in the Duke of York's honor at the $77 million Manhattan mansion. And apparently Andrew stayed there for 4 days. We don't know what happened, but I'm sure that the tabloids are going to have a field day with this one. And the royal family is going to be very upset about that. Okay, so apparently as part of Epstein's release back in 2011, he was ordered by the court to check in with police as a registered sex offender every 90 days. And over the course of 8 years, that would have been 34 check-ins. He never showed up once, and the New York Police Department let it slide. They just let him skip the mandatory check-ins. Oh, it's Jeff Epstein. We can't bother him with, just checking in. Okay. Now, here is one of the reasons why this story may explode. Jeffrey Epstein had a partnership worth millions of dollars with former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak back in 2015. And he basically partnered with Barak to invest in the former Prime Minister's startup. They set up a limited partnership in which he is the sole shareholder. That company invested in Rapporti Homeland Security, established in 2014, becoming a major shareholder. Now, last year, Rapporti changed its name to Carbine. The company develops call handling and identification capabilities for emergency response systems. Netanyahu wants this to come out ahead of the September elections. And so it's not a case of everybody wants the story to go away. There are some people who want the story to come on out. Netanyahu is one of them. And so we're going to see, especially the links to Ehud Barak, and of course Epstein's links to Barak cannot be made public without reminding everybody of who Epstein is and what he's done. And finally, apparently, Epstein has actually sold the Lolita Express, the Boeing 727-200, and he sold it just a few weeks ago. So he still has his Gulfstream G550, but the Lolita Express is no more. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones here, starting with Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, the ongoing freak show, that is, Jeffrey Epstein. You know, I'm not religious, but, you know, there's something to be said about those seven deadly sins. Once you cross the line, you know,
yes,
there's no way back, really. The horrors, right?
Well, I don't know. You can come back from gluttony. It's called a diet.
Well, yeah. you know that Beatles song, what was it, "A Day in the Life"? You know, but I just had to look. It's that sort of thing, right? But beyond, and then you go beyond. You catapult, you know, go way beyond the propaganda, and now you're into a place where maybe you didn't know you were going to end up. So, you know, like everything in moderation is a pretty good way to live, I think.
I don't know. I think moderation is for monks.
Unfortunately, I don't have people, you know, doing things for me that I can't do for myself. And, you know, obviously I'm not rich, so I wouldn't know. I don't know what kind of world those people are in, but I do know another thing too, Mike, and it's something I've learned, is one always has enough cash to do it right the second time.
Yes.
You know, like fixing your car. You know what I'm talking about, right? So
right.
The lesson is, at the older we get, the wiser we're supposed to get, and obviously some people just can't get out of that, right? They're just stuck. And they're deplorable. They are deplorable. You ever notice the Dems do that? They turn it around and point it at somebody else. So it's sad, Mike.
It's very sad.
Heart-wrenching, this stuff. If I were a father...
The problem is that we have allowed such people to attain power over us. And
yes,
it's bad enough they're corrupted themselves. They're corrupting the rest of the world with them.
Yeah. As soon as this broke again, Mike, I'm pretty much sure that you hit it right on the head right away. And the more I'm looking at this, the more I'm starting to realize that, yeah, you know what? This is huge. This is worldwide, this sort of thing.
Yes.
Because this guy wasn't just like, you know, he wasn't like some little guy. And he sold his plane, so obviously that means that it's hurting, maybe. Who was it? Deutsche Bank just dropped him or something like that?
I hadn't heard that, but I think the reason he sold the Lolita Express is he just wanted to distance himself from it.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, he's got a lot more money. He has a lot of friends. Maybe not so much in the future, but I don't think anything is going to happen, Mike. Honestly.
Well, we'll see. I mean, obviously the bail hearing is set for Monday, and it will be interesting to see if the judge grants him bail, and that if Epstein does get bail, if he just flees the country.
Like you said, you know, those in-flight logs, they pretty much tell the story.
Yes.
Of what went on, you know, on those airplanes, where they came from and where they ended up.
So, and who was riding.
You know, I mean, we'll see what's going to happen, right? Great show, Mike. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much here, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Good afternoon, Michael. I was just a side comment. I was a little shocked at Dustin admitting to being a Democrat because he's got such solid positions on just about everything. But what I was calling, I wanted to ask the one caller before Steve Elkins, and Steve Elkins commented on Antifa and so on and so forth. And I wanted to get your opinion. You know, when there's crimes, there's rewards that come out and for the capture or, you know, that type of thing on any individual committing the crimes and things like that. And in the Western days, they had, you know, rewards and wanted dead or alive and things like that. What if there was an organization that offered you know, anyone who successfully, through whatever means, if it's defending their life or whatever, leads to the succumbing of an Antifa or somebody committing violence on a person, and they offered a reward. What kind of?
Well, again, that could be considered incitement to violence if they're not charged with law enforcement. I mean, the image of the Old West, of course, is greatly skewed by motion pictures. But the reality is that it was the local sheriff that was putting up the poster saying wanted dead or alive. And that basically made it legal. So the idea of just putting up your own wanted posters and saying I'll pay a reward to have somebody harmed, that I think would be a crime.
Well, no, I'm not saying that or suggesting that. I'm just saying someone who defended themselves, rightfully, righteously so, and someone another, say, an organization said, look, we're recognizing this member, and, you know, it might maybe, you know, a pro-Second Amendment organization or anything, but we're recognizing this member that successfully defended himself, and in doing so, we're given a $1,000 scholarship or whatever in their name or something like that.
Well, that might work. That might work. That could be something that the NRA might want to look at.
Yeah, and that's what I was commenting on. Because I think, you know, it needs to kind of be something where good people are recognized for heroic efforts anymore, like Steve Elkins mentioned, and that's what I was kind of getting at. They stood there and watched the guy get attacked, assaulted, and beat up, and like he said, somebody should have been able to do something more than just take pictures of it.
Yep.
So,
I agree.
Anyway, that's my comment. That's my comment, Michael, and keep up the good job, and thanks for a great show.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Switch over to Jeff in St. Paul. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a sideline reporter on this ping pong game. Current score is 27-4. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, could you say that again?
I says I'm a sideline reporter on the ping pong game this week about the number of flights, 27-4.
Okay.
Well, the party that is claiming four, he's actually talking about four training flights. I don't know. It's just crazy what's going on.
So you're saying that whoever bought the Lolita Express, the 727-200, is going to use it for training?
No, I'm saying that the guy that claims he's only on the plane four times, he was talking about training flights, but the record says he was on the plane for 27 flights.
You're talking about Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's like every day the world gets crazier and crazier. I'm glad we can go and look at what really happened. Are you going to go to a city or like a rural area when you move to Indiana?
Rural. Very rural.
Well, I hope you get some wires up in the trees and get some shortwave radios.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. You know, in fact, before we leave here, I got to take down the shortwave antenna I've got here.
All right, we'll be listening. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just kind of wanted to mention a couple things, if you have time for me.
Sure.
Mentioned this school that Epstein taught at. You know, he was a college dropout. He got in there for his influence with the upper part of the tribe, Wexler, whatever. And there was a big scandal with molesting underage girls in that school. It was a lady by the name of
Epstein. It was one of the headmasters.
Right. It was I forget. Well, she goes into the whole thing, but it kind of, you know, it ties into the whole upper echelon of the, you know, what I'm talking about. But, you know, it's all, you know, nobody wants to say, you know, this whole thing is very Talmudic and very, you know what I'm talking about. It's sick. I think they got away with it so long that finally the goyim are waking up. And it's not just them. You know, it's the ancillary players, everybody involved. But people are waking up. And I think hopefully this is going to wake people up. But, you know, my observation is something makes me a little unhappy with this and bothers me a little bit, that I can understand some of these women, their families were broken up and they had these children, these beautiful little girls, you know, but how, you know, a lot of that is responsibility of the parents. And I know that the progressive movement, how they've destroyed the family, you know, the values aren't there anymore, the social media, whatever, but there still has to be, where's the responsibility for the parents? Can you imagine raising a daughter and this guy asked me to come up and give me a massage? What the heck's going on here? You know, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not blaming the parents totally, but I'm saying, where is the role? Where's the responsibility? These younger, you know, for the father, the left, for the mother that got drunk, for the parents who didn't care why these little girls were being influenced by these monsters. And that's not mentioned very much. And, you know, where's the Me Too movement in this? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree. I agree. You have to wonder what happened to the parenting situation. Now, apparently some of these girls were runaways or homeless. Others were just, apparently, some of them were recruited from Mar-a-Lago, where they were working as tower girls.
But what kind of upbringing did they have? I remember one time I was followed around. My brother and I were 8, 9 years old. We were followed around by some guy, and we knew right away, this is not a good deal. Get the heck away from here. This guy's trying to pick us up. I mean, where's your instincts? Where's your, you know, where's your parental guidance on this stuff? I mean,
well, that's why they were using this Giselle Maxwell. That's why they were using this Maxwell lady, because it was a lot easier for her to approach the girls and talk them into saying, hey, we're going to bring you down to this island all the way down in the Caribbean. It's a chance to travel and see another part of the world. And, you know, we're going to give you several hundred dollars, and we'll just ask you to do a few things while you're down there.
Yeah, where's the relationship with the father and the mother? Where'd you go? What happened? What's going on down there? Where's that conversation? You know, I'm not blaming the parents totally. I'm just saying there is a role, and that's the breakdown of the family unit, Mike. We both know this. If this was my daughter and this happened to her, you know, Epstein would be, you know, I would have turned that rooster into a hen immediately.
Yes.
I wouldn't care if they killed me. I wouldn't care. He would die. Because nobody's going to do that to my daughter. Where are these parents? That's the outrage I have, Mike. Other than that, I'm sorry. I appreciate you letting me vent. But, you know, I want to put my arms around these little girls with the braces and, you know, in the right way and say, hey, don't be talking to these people. You know, get a job. Get an education, you know. Some guy asks you to come up and give him a massage. Don't do it. Call me. Call the police. I don't know. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
I hear what you're saying.
It's infuriating. They turn them
well,
loose to
these
wolves.
Well, the thing is, the thing we have to look at is that, you know, certainly a lot of these underage or formerly underage girls are coming forward now. But for the most part, it seems like at the time they did agree to go along with this. And you're right. It raises the issue of what kind of values they were raised with by their parents.
Yeah, daddy, sweetheart, where'd you go tonight? Well, this guy asked me to go and give me a massage. What? I mean, where's that conversation? That's all I'm saying, Mike. I appreciate you for letting me vent, but I know you're a good guy, and I know how you would have raised your children, you know, and it's infuriating to see these monsters get away with this. I cannot wait for them to go down. I don't care. I don't care what it causes this country. Like whoever said earlier, one of your callers, we need to rip this thing apart and start over because this is like a cancer. I'm from Nebraska originally, and I remember the DeKalb thing, the Boys Town thing. This is the same situation. They never
got busted.
You
mean the Franklin scandal?
Franklin Credit Union, exactly. I'm very well aware of that. You know, John DeKalb had a, very untimely end, I believe. Fell off his tractor. Oh, you know, I mean, it's insidious. It's like a cancer. And what do you do when you have a cancer that's metastasized? I don't know. Chemotherapy, radical surgery, but something's got to be done. And it's so nice to hear, you know, in kind of a scary way, your callers, because I think the people are waking up, and I think maybe that's exactly what we need. My fear is like you. They're going to do a false flag, try to divert attention, and a bigger one than 9/11. That's the only fear I've got, because this can of worms is open, and people are starting to rub their
eyes.
That's
the only thing that's going to save Epstein and his cohorts like Bill Clinton is if they can get a big bloody war going.
Yeah, can you imagine Bill Clinton? This guy's an obvious liar. He's a rapist. He's a proven liar, but yet he's still given talk shows and you know, treated like he's got secret service still. You know, we're paying for this jerk. You know, it's really, I think the you know, the good people have been asleep way too long. It's time to wake up and do something about it. You know, get back to your family, get back to family values, you know?
Well, you know, part of it is our culture and our economy where, again, when I was a kid, it only took one working adult to take care of the household, make sure all the bills were paid, and you had another adult at home who was raising the children. Today, both parents have to work, sometimes two jobs, and the kids are being raised by pop culture on TV, and that's where they get a lot of these values. Anyway, Mo, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, coming from Judicial Watch, apparently John Hackett, the former director for information programs and services over at the State Department, testified under oath. He tried to sound the alarm over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, and that she had in fact culled out 30,000 of the personal emails without following strict National Archives standards. And so Hackett is part of a series of court-ordered depositions and questions under oath of senior Obama-era State Department officials, lawyers, and Clinton's aides. He also revealed that he believed there was interference with the formal Freedom of Information Act review process related to the classification of Clinton's Benghazi-related emails. So bit by bit, Judicial Watch is digging through. They're doing good work over there. They really are. Now, U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib took a swipe at American lawmakers who are trying to criminalize the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign in a tweet denouncing the move as unconstitutional. And she's absolutely right. It is a violation of the First Amendment to say we cannot talk about what Israel is doing to Palestine. And it's rather shameful to see how many of our politicians are willing to sell out and subvert the Bill of Rights to please their masters in Tel Aviv. All right, so we're getting into the presidential race here, and it turns out that once again, as was the case with Ted Cruz, we have candidates who are not actually constitutionally eligible. And apparently Kamala Harris is one of those. Her parents were in the United States under student visas when Harris was born in Oakland, California. They were not U.S. citizens at that time. I don't actually think that is a requirement. But a student visa requires a non-immigrant intent. That is, one must swear they have no intention to stay, and Harris' parents appear to have lied. Now, the real disappointment is Tulsi Gabbard, who was born in American Samoa, not on a military base. And like McCain's Canal Zone birth, it is doubtful that birth in the American Samoa qualifies Gabbard as a natural-born citizen. And her father, Mike Gabbard, was also born in American Samoa, but had no other claim to citizenship. So we'll see what's going to happen there. It's a shame, because I want to see Tulsi move forward here. Okay, Joe Biden gave a speech back on the 11th outlining his foreign policy objectives, in which he stated the United States must stand with Israel regardless of who the prime minister is. So if it's Netanyahu, that's fine. If it's somebody else, that's fine. We stand with Israel. The relationship is ironclad. So he delivered this 40-minute speech at City University of New York and spent most of it vowing to rejoin the Paris climate and the Iran nuclear deal. Okay, there's our music. We're going to take a break for station identification. When we come on back, we'll be joined by the lovely Lady Claire. Thank you especially today for
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.